Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pinn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for October the 8th, 2023. And we're going to look at hopefully something that will be interesting to you. Maybe not. You know, not everything I offer is interesting to everybody. This comes from Kelly in California. That's what she tells me. Kelly in California. We go around and around in this world, repeating ourselves and having similar problems that our ancestors had, she said. So why does nothing change? Kelly. Well, Kelly, you know, I've been down this road 1,000 times with people. I do it with my session work with my students. They don't change. People in general, as masses, don't change. We don't like the way our life is working out. We don't understand why we're in the flesh, how we got here to be born of the flesh. We just don't see it. We don't understand it. It doesn't compute with us. We just live by the flesh alone, and that's as far as we ever go. All of the religions and things of the world are of the flesh. If you look at it, everything's about flesh. Pizza, food, game shows, sports, dramas. Everything is about the flesh. You don't see anything about transformation, inner transformation. So the reason everything stays the same is because we live in fear. We use anger as a way and a means to get what we want. And we covet happiness. And we think that happiness is something we have the right to or should have. And we think that happiness would be something that would pleasure our body, our mind, and our ego, whatever. It would do some sort of pleasuring that would make it possible for us to be happy. Happy is a state of consciousness. It is not some event or circumstance in our outer life. There are many things that will come into your life, Kelly, that will be something you like, and it will make you happy. And then you will see that to sustain this happiness, there needs to be a certain kind of maintenance. And in that maintenance, certain things about your soul, certain things about your life, certain things about your awareness will have to be put by the wayside. And that's where we go wrong and why nothing ever really changes, because we are not, shall we say, founded in the foundation of love. We're not in that. We think of love as pleasure. We think of love as sex. We think of love as wishes being made manifest and coming true in the world. We think a lot of crazy things about happiness and love, and we miss. We think of it in terms of almost a business deal. If I do this, will I get that? If I don't do that, do I get this? And that kind of thing. And we miss our entire life. Everything is sacrificed for the state of happiness. People aren't looking for the authentic. Why are you here? Why are you in this fleshly body? What brought you here? What commands your circumstances and conditions to be the way they appear to be? How come this happens for this person and not for that person, or even for you and me? It's all in the it's all in the wrist, as I like to say. It's a trick that our ego plays on us. We are not much interested in anything other than that which we think will make us happy and comfortable. And that's all it's about, and that's why nothing changes. So, Kelly, I have to come to terms, if I'm going to really answer this question, with why am I here? How did I get here? What is what is the purpose of living on this planet? I mean, if you really go back into third person and you're able to see and recognize the flesh for what it is and the spirit for what it is, as Jesus taught to Nicodemus, you will start to realize that there is far more to living than just day-to-day chores and doing what you have to do to survive to get to maybe the game on Monday night or Sunday or whatever. I don't know what people live for anymore other than their entertainments, their gratifications. So with all that being said, what more can I say other than the life, as Jesus said, is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment, what you put on, and there is far more to this lifetime than what we are willing to really recognize, because we are so busy doing and saying the things that keep us from the way. We are not interested in altering our life towards love. We're not interested in the awakening to love, not at all. We're not interested in the disciplines that would being made necessary for meditation to have its place, its rightful place in our life, and help us awaken to what meditation is really all about, which is the unthinkable, the inexplicable, the unconscionable generosity of goodness that lives within us, around us, as us. And this goodness emerges from us in all sorts of forms, typically in the form of mercy that allows us to, well, be kind to one another, to be loving towards one another, to be giving to one another, to be merciful. So, Kelly, with all that being said, there is a lot of work to be done. You're not going to get the masses to do this. So it's left to you and me to decide how we're going to live our life. Are we going to transcend into a new life, a meaningful life? Are we going to transcend our bodies, our brains? Are we going to allow biology and psychology to be the only thing we have and live our life from biology and psychology? Is that the way this works? For most people, yes. And that's the what I call the pedestrian mentality. And that's the way most people live, in the pedestrian thinking of, well, you know, you're born, you live, you die. But there's so much more to being born and living and dying. There's so much more. There are things that are absolutely essential, not for happiness, but for transformation. When your interest in personal transformation exceeds your desire for happiness, that is when you will start to enter into the meaning of your life. And that is when you're going to find what life is truly all about, rather than thinking that you have to make a life for yourself that encompasses whatever it is that you are interested in, some kind of obsession and compulsion, and hence to miss the meaning of everything. So this is up to you. Are you a part of that crowd that comes and goes? Are you a part of that crowd that never changes? Are you a part of that crowd that says it knows what is right and wrong, good and bad, but still participates in that which deteriorates your awareness of what it is you really are, which is love and only love? How far does this go within you? What is this all about for the sake of you? You have to figure this out on your own. Nobody can do this for you. I can present to you many, many things to help you. Many. But the trouble is, they're not things that are relative to society and culture. They're not relative to getting what you want and being happy in the traditional pedestrian mentality form. They're about something other than that. They're about the form of love. And we are not in this world, we are not interested in love at all, not even remotely. I mean, the kind of love that is transcending. We are just not interested because it means giving up what we think of as having fun and being happy. And that's where the rub is for most people. I'm out of here. I hope this helps you. I do. Kelly, I thank you for all your emails, and please feel free to keep sending them as you wish, and maybe one of them that I'm offering might help you. One of these podcasts. Please forgive me, my dear audience, and I'll be back on the air next weekend. Please, please, have mercy upon yourself and those around you. Namaste.